Hi, everybody. So I'm actually making this presentation on behalf of another group at FHI. To go forward, how do I do that?
What's coming up?
That works. Okay. So I'm making this presentation on behalf of a bunch of colleagues at FHI 360. It's a collaboration with UNESCO, and it was conducted through our Interagency Youth Working Group, which is funded through USAID. Comprehensive sexuality education is a critical tool in efforts to curb the HIV epidemic and prevent unintended pregnancy among youth. And, of course, evidence shows that comprehensive sexuality education can delay sexual debut, increase condom and contraceptive use, and also reduce sexual risk-taking. Yet many countries have poor quality or no sexuality education, and due to a lack of knowledge on what young people need to learn, as well as resistance to talking about a lot of these topics. So to address the lack of information on appropriate content and to help decision makers understand the need for comprehensive sexuality education, UNESCO developed what's called International Technical Guidance on Sexuality Education, and that's the graphics that's shown up here. And so UNESCO asked to work in partnership with FHI 360 in order to disseminate this technical guidance in a country, and so we worked with them to select Kenya as kind of a first case study or a pilot country for the rollout of the UN's guidance. Why Kenya? Well, there's certainly a need there. 3.8% of HIV prevalence in Kenya is among youth ages 15 to 24. 1 in 10 girls ages 15 to 19 has had an unplanned pregnancy, and there's limited information about HIV and HIV prevention among youth. Also, the characteristics of the education sector in Kenya are relevant here. The Ministry of Education was interested and is interested in addressing sexual and reproductive health needs among young people. There is already an existing life skills or LSE curriculum at the national level endorsed by the Ministry of Education. And then there's also free primary and secondary education, thus ensuring a broad audience for sexuality education. And so therefore, Kenya was selected as a prime environment. A prime context to initiate this project. The goal, let me just make a note. While the international guidance can be used outside of classroom settings, this particular project, we focused on school-based sexuality education because of the impact that changing the guidance and the policies around that life skills education at the national level could have on the large majority of young people in Kenya. So just, I think that's important to note. So the goal of this project was to work with the Ministry of Education, or MOE, to strengthen content and implementation according to that UN international guidance of life skills education in primary and secondary schools. It was a four-part process that included stakeholder engagement, field work, a comparative analysis, and a stakeholder consultation. So let me briefly go into each one of these four processes. So first is stakeholder engagement. Now, stakeholder engagement is a core element of what we call the research utilization process. Research utilization is essentially the application and use of research and evidence to a local context, or in this case, to a country-level context. So this is research utilization is something that we actually have a small group at FHI 360 that focuses on getting research findings to actually be applied and used in the field, whether that's at policy levels or other types of implementation. Sexuality education, as you know, can be highly contentious, and so we worked with a large variety of stakeholders, both inside and outside of the education sector, in order to increase the chances that the changes would be supported nationally and then also at the district and local levels. So as you can see, it involved a broad group of stakeholders. You can see the government stakeholders on the left, and then the NGO stakeholders on the right. So pretty much anyone who had an interest or some type of stake in sexuality education was involved in the process. So for field work, we conducted both interviews and focus group discussions. They were conducted in a variety of school districts across four provinces in Kenya. And I apologize, I don't have a map. But so if anyone knows Kenya, those four provinces were the Rift Valley, which is kind of in central Kenya, Eastern Province, eastern part of the state, the country, Coast Province, also on the eastern side, and then in Nairobi, but in an informal settlement or more of a low-income kind of slum area. And so it represented, those four provinces represented urban, peri-urban, and rural people also. So the focus groups were conducted in private and public secondary schools, primary and secondary schools, and then interviews were conducted with a variety of people, including educators, ministry officials, students, and parents. And so the goal of that fieldwork was to determine the perception of sexual and reproductive health needs among young people, the desired outcomes to be gained from sex education, concerns about sex education, what the content preferences were, how sex education is implemented currently, what type of teacher comfort with the topic was there, students' perceptions of the teacher's comfort, and then, as I said, also implementation methods. So here are just a key findings. The life skills education curriculum is very, very underutilized in primary and secondary schools. There's a lack of teacher training and resources. Interestingly, we found a very high level of support from parents, teachers, and students to strengthen sexuality education. So of the 12 parent groups, 10 out of those 12 were in favor of teaching abstinence. And then interestingly enough, 7 out of 12 were in favor of teaching condom use, either the glass is half full or the glass is half empty, depending on your perspective. And then as we move on down, 4 out of 12 were in favor of teaching about use of other contraceptive methods. So some kind of interesting data there. The third step was this comparative analysis. And so essentially what you see here is what we did was we took the UNESCO's international technical guidance on a particular topic area, and we aligned that with what the existing Kenya Life Skills Education topic area was, and then looked at those two. And in that third column, you can see where kind of the recommendations about what's not being currently being covered in the existing Kenya Life Skills curriculum. Big document because there are a lot of gaps. So just if you look at, say, 6.2, understanding, recognizing, and reducing the risk of STIs, what they're covering in schools right now are methods of transmission of HIV and how HIV impacts the body, but they're not covering negotiating safer sex, limiting risk via partner selection, or treatment options for STIs. So that's just a little glimpse of that. And then finally, excuse me. There was a stakeholder consultation. FHI convened this meeting in consultation with the Ministry of Education, the Ministry of Health, USAID Kenya, UNESCO, both in Kenya and their UN headquarters. And the purpose was to discuss the findings of the situational analysis and also examine guidelines from the UN. The agenda and the invitees were determined collaboratively. That took some time, and it was relatively political about who could attend and who could not attend. Stakeholder presentations were done by the Ministries of Health and Education, also NGOs, UN. There was a legal perspective represented there. They disseminated findings from the fieldwork and the comparative analysis, and then presented recommendations. And the recommendations generally, the three overarching recommendations focused on teacher training, on creating examinable content, and giving resources to support that. So in Kenya, not unlike kind of where our country has been going recently, if you're not tested on a content area, the teachers don't teach it. And so that was a big issue. And then finally, another big recommendation was to improve information about protection from HIV, including the importance of using condoms. So just kind of some of the sample recommendations that fall into these areas. Encourage teachers to use more participatory methods of teaching. There's definitely a different teaching style in Kenya than, say, what we're used to in the United States. They need more materials. Often there was one life skills education book per school, very inefficient. Instruction, as I just mentioned, the examinable content is a big issue. And then in this last area, how teachers, again, teaching style, how can teachers respond to questions without student questions without judging them. So then finally, in terms of the lessons learned, even without the contentiousness that's related to sex education for young people, it's hard to work within large government organizations. And so plan for a lengthy process. This took about 18 months, really. Understand your stakeholders, and their stakeholders, so your whole network of stakeholders. Use field tests to get national officials to understand local issues. What's ideal is if you can bring your stakeholders to actually see that data, right, to see what's going on in the field. If you can't do that, bring the data to them. But what you always want to do with your stakeholders is to say, we collected data from your community, and this is what we learned about your community. So personalize it. And then finally, technical assistance can inform policy change. And so in terms of next steps for this, I'm sorry, I don't have a slide on this, but a technical committee is being formed as a next step that represents 15 different stakeholders. They're going to review these recommendations more in depth. It's kind of a neat time to have done this. This was not planned, but Kenya is in the process of writing a new constitution, and so what they're going to be able to do is to get some of this international technical guidance from UN written into the constitution under the life skills education. And so that's this really, kind of synergistic opportunity that there's a lot of parties involved and a lot of people who want this to change and want sex education in Kenya to improve. And so now there's this nice opportunity in front of them to actually get it implemented at the national level and then have it filtered down. So lastly, thank you. Once this is all completed, a document of it will be available on the Interagency Youth Working Group website. So if you want more information about the Interagency Youth Working Group, it's www.iywdg.org. You can sign up for Youth InfoNet, check out our blog, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. If you're not familiar with the IYWG, it's actually, I find it the best source for information about global youth sexual and reproductive health. And so it really is a wonderful resource. Thank you.